Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We're trying to learn from our dear beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We said previously that our Prophet was a very simple person in terms of he likes to keep things simple. He doesn't want to have too much of this world. He would have the least. So when we look at the way he sleeps and the way he wakes up and what he sleeps on, you can find how the Prophet loved to keep his life simple and obviously far away from luxury. وَكَانَتْ, in the hadith says, مِرْفَقَتُهُ أَدَمٌ عَشُوهَا لِيف. His actual bed was a piece of fabric that was filled with leaf, or loof as we call it in English, which is a kind of a plant that is dry, and they put it inside a piece of cloth and they make bed out of it, which is not very comfortable to say the least. And he would sleep on that. This is his place. And even that, and it says in a hadith that the Prophet slept on it once. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ قَالْ لَقَدْ مَنَعَتْنِ اللَّيْلَ الْفِرَاشِ الصَّلَاةِ. And he's like, okay, that kind of bed would deprive me of salah. So he would even sleep on these things. فَأَمَرَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَمْ أَنْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ بَطَاقَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَكَانْ لَهُ فِرَاشٌ مِنْ أَدَمٍ حَشْوُهُ لِيفٌ. Then he would have only one piece of fabric that he would cover himself with, and that bed made from loof that he would use. And he would use his abba, his actual abba, which he puts on the ground and he sleeps on. That is how simple he is. Now, obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, has blessed us with enough to find more comfortable things to sleep on. So we're not saying, okay, let's be like the Prophet in the sense that let's go back and just sleep on the dirt, or because, you know, we don't have this. No, alhamdulillah, what we have now, sometimes I have a bed, I have a mattress. But some people, they're never happy. They're never satisfied. They always want to have the best of beds, the best of mattresses, the best of this, the best of that. This is not required. Sometimes we put financial stress on ourselves, on our families, just so we can buy a bedroom. Why? A bedroom is just to sleep. Sometimes you can sleep more comfortable on a couch or even on the ground, you know? So comfort does not come from the bed itself. It helps. But a person should not go out of his way and puts his family in a lot of stress just so he can get himself a bed that is, I don't know, that is fancy, that is more comfortable, or these days they call them medical beds. And you can see people actually go and spend a lot of money on these kind of beds. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the other hand, he was very simple. He would sleep wherever he gets a chance, wherever he sleeps. For those people who go to the 40th procession of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and through the walk, sometimes you just walk into a mawqib and you just sleep wherever you find and you never complain. Why? Because it's just a simple kind of life. Let us take a short break and then we will come back right after.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart showed me the light. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. How did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to sleep? Does he sleep on his side, the right, the left? Does he sleep on his back or stomach? Now, each of these has at least either a positive or negative feel to it. And we've been told by the Ahadith how we should sleep. However, the Prophet and the Prophets, all of them, they sleep on their back. So Hadith from Imam Marza alayhi salam, narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, Al-Anbiya'u alayhi salam, tanamu ala aqfiyatuha, mustalqiya. All the Prophets would sleep on their backs straight. They don't sleep on their left or their right, they sleep on the back straight. This is when it comes to them sleeping. Also, we have a hadith that says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 9 wives. وَكَانَ بَيْنَهُنَّ مَلْحَفَةٌ مَسْبُوغَةٌ. And between them, they would have one piece of blanket that is colored. Could, you know, and the narration mentions 2 colors. So whenever it's the night of one of them, he would send this to her and they would use that. I mean, seriously, this is just how simple the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. Now, when we get married to one wife, not 9, we have to bring the whole world, and then we have to go through so much. And now it's actually this going through the trouble of giving a wife so much is what stopping people from getting married to begin with, because another dowry is too much and they have to provide a house, they have to provide blankets and beds and furniture and what have you. And then they say, well, you know what, I'm just not going to get married at all. The reality is that the Prophet and the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, they said you have to make life very easy for people to get married. Now, if the Prophet had 9 wives and he would share, I don't know, 1 blanket or whatever that thing was that they share from one woman to another. And us, we have so much, and yet we are not content, we are not happy. I think we need to once again go back and learn from the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The Prophet, when he goes to sleep, the hadith says from Imam Sadiq, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا أوى إلى فراشه قال. When he goes to his sleep, he says, اللهم باسمك أحيا وباسمك أموت. Oh Allah, in your name I'm alive and in your name I die. فإذا قام من نومه, when he wakes up, he says, الحمد لله الذي أحياني بعدما أماتني وإليه النشور. Glory be to Allah, He's the one who brought me back to life after I was dead, and to Him resurrection belongs. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sleeps, he remembers Allah. When he wakes up, he remembers Allah. And the hadith in this regard are so many, and especially when it comes to du'as that we should recite before we sleep, and du'as we should recite when we wake up. This is a tradition, a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that me and you, we need to also adhere to. Read du'as after sleep and before sleep. We'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah. يا رسول الله رسول